Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take control of the airwaves. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We got some interesting international news coming up here tonight. You've got a wild story out of China, actually, Aria, coming up about children being limited to 3 hours per week of video gaming. That's on the way. Plus, also in that part of the world, Australia, the truckies, as they're called there, truckers, professional drivers.
Truckies, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they are protesting.
Are they?
Yeah, the truckers are intending to shut down the entire country in a good way, like to somehow reverse the government's lockdowns by basically blocking all goods from going anywhere.
Well, I saw news out of Australia yesterday that one of their health ministers was like, look, we're going to have to learn to live with this virus. We can't just keep locking down like this. Mm. The virus is here. It's not going away. We have to change tactics.
That's an actual health minister who said that?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly who, but yeah.
There must be like some little blip of sanity somewhere in Australia. Otherwise, they haven't fired him for some reason yet.
The truckie is doing this is what I've been telling you about that I keep seeing memes about, but I didn't have an actual story about, like, what's it called when you protest by not working?
Strike.
They're doing a strike. Like, everybody in Australia is supposed to participate, but the truckies, it makes a lot of sense because you can't really...
I mean, people will starve.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I would call this a strike exactly because they are actually... Because generally, like, a strike is you don't go to work.
Well, that was what I saw in memes. It said, like, don't work until we shut down the... Don't work to shut down the country.
These guys are actually going to do a thing. Like, they're getting in their trucks and going to block certain things. So
they're blocking the roads with their trucks.
Blocking roads, blocking ports, blocking things like that. So we can talk about that, too. The number again, 603-283-6160. It's an interesting tactic that apparently the truckies have used with success in Australia in the past. So it's not the first time that they've come out in this way. We could talk about cryptocurrency, El Salvador, and what the president there is saying about are they going to actually allow people to not accept Bitcoin with the new Bitcoin legal tender law. And you know what? I've got a story related to this video game stuff. So we've got all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about here tonight. But to start things out, Aria, you had a story about, Facebook, one of the worst big tech corporations out there right now, teaming up with the government in a way that maybe some people didn't realize, or to the extent of which people didn't realize?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was happening to this extent. I knew Facebook was, you know, flagging, quote, problematic posts because the government wanted them to, but I didn't know that the government had specifically singled out specific topics. And, I mean, it's actually worse than that. Facebook is not doing this by themselves. The government is actually flagging problematic posts for Facebook to look at. So the government's monitoring Facebook and saying, hey, we don't like this. Take it down.
Wow.
Well,
and that's happening in the United States today. Now, we all knew that Facebook sucked and loved to censor people, but I didn't know their relationship to the government was this close. So the Biden administration sure isn't taking Donald Trump's big tech lawsuits seriously. Evidently, he's still got lawsuits pending. He's suing them for censorship or something. A week after the former president's lawyers argued in court filings that his removal by social media firms amounted to, quote, state action, the administration broadcasted its coordinating...
Oh, now that's... I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's actually an interesting argument, because normally...
I mean, it's going to be proven to be true as well.
Right. Because normally, like, the standard libertarian answer is, well, it's private property, so therefore they can do whatever they want. Well, not if they're working hand-in-hand with the state. And then there's the old question of, how much do you have to get paid by the state before you are no longer a private company? Like, if you've got, if you're a 100% private company, you never get paid anything by any state agent, okay, you're a private company. But if you are getting paid 33% of your, you know, your income or your receipts or whatever, your clients are state agencies, starts to become a little more of a question. If it's 50%, then it seems pretty obvious that you are basically living off of the state.
Yeah, if it's 50%, then you probably wouldn't survive without the state.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't begrudge any company for taking a state contract, right? Because, like, it's sweet money, and you already paid them anyway because, you know, you paid whatever income tax, and so you might as well try to get your money back. But if that's the way you make all your living, then...
See, I don't even think money has to be involved in this. If you run a social media platform, the government says, hey, we want you to remove these posts, and you remove them, then you're an employee of the state.
That's
you're taking actions on behalf of the state.
Yeah.
Whether you get money from them or not.
Well, and also remember, we found out, I don't know if you were on this particular show or not, but we found out that Facebook was tied in with the U.S. government as far back as January of 2020 for coronavirus promotional purposes, that they gave the federal government $2 million worth of advertising early on Facebook.
About the coronavirus?
Yes.
I didn't know there was coronavirus ads.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, hey, here's what you do with the coronavirus, or get your shot, or get your test, or whatever. Like, whatever the government, the CDC, wanted to use the $2 million for, they give them a credit, basically, of $2 million.
Like, that's insane. Well, the government got way more than that with all of the click here to go to the CDC and learn where you can get a shot ads that they're putting on Facebook.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure they've given them more money since then. So, yeah, they are in bed, and now you've got more information on that.
We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook, said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday, referring to coronavirus misinformation. So that's correct. The federal government is flagging posts for Facebook to look at. Meanwhile, the Surgeon General, an officer in the Department of Health and Human Services, released a report with a page of suggestions on, quote, what technology platforms can do to crack down on certain information.
You know, quote-unquote misinformation, like that new Israeli study with 76,000 participants that found that people who have already had COVID have much more robust immunity to catching it again.
Which is exactly what we would expect, So they also met with Twitter. The Surgeon General's office met with Twitter to discuss its misinformation policies. It's been clear for some time that the tech giants look to government to determine what coronavirus-related speech to allow. YouTube's misinformation policy bans content that contradicts the evolving guidance of, quote, health authorities. Facebook stopped blocking some commentary on the lab leak theory of the virus's origins only after President Biden ordered an investigation into the policy, into the possibility. So Facebook used to block commentary on the lab leak theory, but once Biden said, hey, we can look into this, Facebook stopped blocking that. Public-private coordination is not in itself sinister. I certainly disagree with that statement. It's always sinister. Mm-hmm. The government can be an important source of information, and most people would agree
it's
that
sinister it's sinister for the reason of this is supposed to be a place where you have free speech.
Yes, but the government is saying, hey, no, we don't like it when they say that. Remove it.
What motivation does the government have to give information that's completely unbiased?
Well, they don't.
They don't have any.
They're motivated to give information that, you know, benefits them. But this is a tremendous free speech violation for the government to pick any topic that they want, basically, and say, hey, Facebook, we don't like that these people are saying these things about this particular issue. Take it down.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous precedent. So the government can be an important source of information, and most people would agree that it's not an abuse of Facebook's authority to suppress, say, fraudulent medical information advice that goes viral. I would agree it's not an abuse of Facebook's property rights to ban whatever content they want, but it is an abuse when they're doing it on behalf of the government. Yet, as the acute crisis phase of coronavirus passes, a government arrangement with private firms to control speech about the pandemic looks less salutary. We don't know how deep the coordination goes, and Mr. Trump's lawsuit makes a weak case. I don't think it does.
Mm.
We also don't know to what extent the platforms are complying with the White House and what they consider the public interest, or if they also fear retaliation. A better plaintiff would be an individual who can prove his coronavirus-related speech was flagged by the U.S. government for censorship.
Well, okay. So the retaliation point is interesting. Maybe they're just doing this because they're afraid of the government coming after them for something. Maybe they're, you know, feeling like they're getting the government to look the other way.
Well, the government definitely went after Facebook a year or two ago.
The number is 603-283-6160, although that's still no excuse for what they're doing. It's just cowardice. There's more on the...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. The number, if you want to join in here, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Also, I just noticed there was a story in the Wall Street Journal, speaking of the journal, about Burning Man. And I've been wanting to talk about what's going on with Burning Man this year, because I've had a story about that for a few weeks now. It's just been...
I assume they're not having it again?
That's right, but they also didn't have it again last, or they didn't have it initially last year, due to the pandemic.
Oh, well, they're hardcore hippie liberals, so I'm not surprised.
But not all of them. Some of them are just hardcore, and the real burners still went to the Black Rock Desert last year, and they had themselves an event without any kind of permission slips from the government.
Nice.
The way Burning Man should have been and might have originally been way, way back in the days when it first started. So what's going on this year with Burning Man? We got that update for you as well. But right now we're talking about what's happening with Facebook and Twitter, apparently, doing the...
And YouTube as well. They were mentioned.
Of course. Doing the bidding of the White House. Specifically, you've got some sort of bureaucrat or multiple bureaucrats in the U.S. federal government whose job it is to flag information on social media.
Yes.
And then social media goes and they mark it as quote-unquote misinformation or take it down entirely.
Yep. And that's an egregious abuse of First Amendment rights, but I'm not surprised. And they're saying that a better plaintiff than Donald Trump would be an individual who can prove his coronavirus-related speech was flagged by the U.S. government for censorship and that Facebook complied. So basically, a better plaintiff is someone who does not exist. Mm. There is no way any individual out there who had their content flagged would be able to prove that Facebook did it on behalf of the government.
Yeah,
wait,
they?
So what is Trump's court case? It's about him getting censored by Twitter?
Twitter, and Facebook, and YouTube. Yeah. So he's suing them over that, and, you know, I think he's probably right at this point. So much the better if the speech is not only constitutionally protected... I don't know what they mean by that. All speech is constitutionally protected,
yes.
but also true or partly true in an area where the authorities were wrong.
Well, I guess if it's a threat, it's not technically constitutionally protected. There's certain carve-outs that the courts have sort of acknowledged as, okay, you don't have the freedom of speech to say, I'm going to kill you, you know, in a threatening manner to somebody, and they believe it.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump's
but
claim...
that's not what Trump did.
No. And his claim doesn't qualify in Mr. Feldman's view. Now, Mr. Feldman is a Harvard law professor. I accidentally skipped a paragraph. So he wrote that current constitutional doctrine doesn't clearly lay out how much government coercion of a private actor's speech decisions it would take to constitute a First Amendment violation. So nothing within the Constitution or how it's being interpreted lays out how much government coercion of a private business's speech decisions it would take to constitute a First Amendment violation. So some level of coercion is required, is allowed, evidently, and I tend to disagree with that. But under at least some circumstances, the threat of a lawsuit should be actionable. Wherever the legal line is drawn, the rise in big tech censorship that happens to align with government preference ought to draw scrutiny. If it can happen on coronavirus, it can happen on other issues.
Sure can.
And Americans shouldn't let that.
And will.
It will. I mean, libertarians, they already don't like us. Libertarians are going to be on the chopping block next as soon as this coronavirus nonsense ends, assuming
it's going to end. They've already mentioned that they're after libertarians and mentioned that they're after anyone who espouses that the government is illegitimate and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, domestic terrorism.
Americans shouldn't let that become the new normal, is how they end it.
Mm.
And well, but I mean, it's already the new normal. And if we have the burden of proof, where we have to prove that Facebook deleted our message
at the behest of the White House,
yeah, then there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
But we know that the White House is coordinating with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and probably other tech platforms to remove content. To me, that's enough to warrant a lawsuit. It doesn't matter if you were a specifically targeted individual or not, because you're never going to be able to prove that. And if you have to be able to prove that your content was removed specifically because the government requested it, the government's never going to, they're going to get away with it. That's an impossible hurdle for someone to jump over.
Yeah, they're not just going to admit what they did.
This is an ugly relationship between big tech and the state. It's not an entirely surprising one.
No, we knew this was going on.
Yeah. This is just a confirmation that it is going on, and it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And as you say, it's impossible to prove one thing led to another. And so the best thing you can do, because there are solutions, is to build the alternatives. Stop complaining about what's going on with Twitter and Facebook. I sent out a toot the other day because we toot over on Mastodon. It's not tweeting. Mastodon is an open source alternative to Twitter. We run our own server, and you can do this too.
We're not going to delete anything because the government asks us to.
Correct. And our server's not even located in the United States, so it's
even
out of
better.
Yeah, it's out of their jurisdiction. And so running your own server or joining somebody else who's already running a server, because there's already thousands of servers. You don't have to duplicate those people's efforts if you can find one that you like. So we have one at social.freetalklive.com. There's also another great libertarian server called Liberdon at liberdon.com. So if you don't like ours, you can use theirs. Or, like I said, you can start your own. And so many people love to complain about how bad Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are. And I get it. They're bad. Sure. The most recent was a guy named Alex Berenson. I saw his name being thrown around. I'd seen him posting recently. He's like a critic of the lockdowns and a critic of COVID and all that. And I guess Twitter just unceremoniously completely deleted his account and all of his tweets. And he's gone from that platform at this point. And he's got like a Substack or something. So he's still out there. He's still available.
Yeah, they likely did this on the behest of the U.S. government.
I guarantee you they did that. But there's been a whole bunch of caterwauling about it. Like, oh, they deleted Twitter. They're so bad. Okay, well, what are you doing about it? Because complaining
about it.
They're
tweeting about it.
Yeah, that doesn't count. that's not doing something. That's not creating the alternative. That's not endorsing the alternative. That's not migrating to the alternative. Because the alternative exists. This isn't some sort of, pie in the sky fantasy of, oh, well, if only we could. No, it's there. It's called Mastodon, and you can run this thing.
Okay? And it's not Parler or Gab or any of these others that are still centralized, and the government can still come along and say, hey, no, take this content down, or censored because they don't like what you're saying, as happened with Parler and people we know.
It would be inaccurate to say that Mastodon is not centralized. It is just less centralized than these other solutions.
Well, that's true. Unless you own your own server, someone else does.
Correct, correct. So there is a central authority in charge of whatever server you're joining if you're not running it and owning it yourself. But the thing is, there's thousands of these centers. So it is more decentralized in that you get to pick which server you join or you can start your own. And all of the servers are what they call federated. So they're all connected together unless they choose not to be. So that's up to each individual server owner what level of connection they have to the outside world and what their rules are on their server. So one server might be restrictive on what you can and can't say, and another server might have completely the opposite rules because it's kind of like an open marketplace of social media servers. And then, of course, there's Odyssey, which is a great website with which you can upload videos, and you don't have to worry as much about being taken down there, which is backed up by Library. We'll tell you a little bit more about them coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A United States military aircraft carried the last American troops out of Afghanistan, marking the formal end to the longest war in U.S. history, but leaving hundreds of Americans and tens of thousands of Afghans to face a future of uncertainty and danger. At a Pentagon press briefing, General Keith McKenzie, commander of the United States Central Command.
Tonight's withdrawal signifies both the end of the military component of the evacuation, but also the end of the nearly 20-year mission that began in Afghanistan shortly after September 11, 2001. It's a mission that brought Osama bin Laden to a just end, along with many of his al-Qaeda co-conspirators.
General McKenzie adding talks are underway to get those out who could not make it to the airport before the deadline. President Biden set to address the nation regarding Afghanistan on Tuesday. USA Radio News. President Biden is keeping close tabs on Tropical Storm Ida.
We've got 1 million people in Louisiana without power, and some folks are still dealing with the storm surge and flash flooding. And there are roads that are impassable due to debris and down power lines.
Biden hosting a virtual White House meeting with governors and mayors in affected states and saying the federal government is fully on the case. Fewer Americans are signing contracts to buy homes. The National Association of Realtors saying pending home sales dropped by 1.8% in July. The group's chief economist calling it a sign the market may be starting to cool slightly. Meantime, the median price of an existing home jumped 18% in July. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow losing 55 points to close at 35,399. The S&P rising 19 points. And the NASDAQ climbing 136 points. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Right about now, Burning Man would be kicking off. What is Burning Man? Well, maybe you haven't heard about the humongous party that's been thrown for 3 decades, I think, roughly. A little bit more than that, maybe, in the Black Rock Desert. Actually started on a beach, I think, in San Francisco years ago, but it ended up migrating into Nevada, and we can talk more about what's it look like now in the so-called pandemic. So that's on the way. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
But we're going to go first to your calls and thoughts. Oh, yeah, and I did say I was going to tell you about Odyssey, because we're talking about alternatives. Because if somebody that you really enjoy reading gets deleted, or maybe you yourself get deleted from Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you know, you fill in the blank, whatever other popular social media.
I actually did succeed in getting suspended from Twitter. And,
really?
Yeah, because I kept calling Governor Sununu a fag. And evidently, he reported that.
He reported it?
I'm assuming. I don't know. Maybe someone did, at any rate. But they didn't just remove the tweet. I had to have someone actually go online and remove it for me. Like, they won't delete the tweet. They make you go and delete it yourself for whatever reason.
Weird.
So I got the person who's managing my other social media to do that for me. It was so weird, though. It's like, why didn't you just delete it and reinstate the account?
So the point I was going to make is if you are deleted from this thing or somebody that you enjoy following is deleted from these platforms, and you haven't been cultivating an alternative, it's not like we didn't warn you. It's not like you didn't know that this could be coming, that this is a good chance. This, if you're criticizing the state, if you're criticizing the COVID response, the crackdown, all of that, that they could come after you. You know that's a possibility now, right? So it, since you know that's a possibility, you ought to take steps to protect yourself. And we talked earlier about joining a Mastodon. You can join ours at social.freetalklive.com. That doesn't mean you have to quit Facebook or Twitter or whatever. You can still be there, but just know that your days are numbered on those platforms. And I would suggest you use the alternative platforms and simultaneously and kind of cross-promote. You know, let your Facebook or Twitter followers know, hey, look, this is where you can find my uncensored feed. This is where you can see what I have to say without some big tech company getting involved. And Odyssey allows you to do that with video. So Odyssey, I do want to be clear, Odyssey itself is a front end for a, what's called a media sharing protocol, which is library. And it's actually library that's uncensorable. So when we say Odyssey is uncensorable, we're stretching a little bit there. It's the back end behind Odyssey that is uncensorable. Library cannot be censored. It cannot be stopped. It is blockchain-based. It's decentralized. It's open source. And Odyssey is a website that the people who made Library...
So it operates on a lot of the same principles.
It literally operates on the same platform. It operates with Library in the background. So it's essentially a front end. It's a pretty interface for Library. But there are some things they do exclude on Odyssey. You can't put pornography on Odyssey. You can't put, like, murder videos or something like that. You know, some sort of horrifyingly grotesque thing or whatever. But so they do have some standards at Odyssey. But it's a much safer place for people to express themselves and to have and hold opinions. A lot of people who've been deleted from YouTube, they're over on Odyssey right now. So check them out. You can find our channel at video.freetalklive.com. That's a URL that will take you right to our Odyssey channel. You can subscribe to us, follow our channel there, and we'd appreciate you do that. And again, that's another way you can protect yourself. If you're a video creator and you've already got a YouTube channel and maybe you've already gotten a strike, maybe you've already gotten a warning, you can see the writing on the wall, and even if you can't, you can go ahead and protect yourself by syncing your YouTube channel with Odyssey, which is a super easy process that anybody can go through, and they'll even ask you when you're signing up at Odyssey whether you want to. So it's like super easy. Check that out, video.freetalklive.com. We go to Greg. He's on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, y'all are talking about my favorite topic that's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Decentralized social networking. So I just want to say that I think the reason people don't use Mastodon or Matrix and other federated systems is because the features that they have with Facebook and other, like LinkedIn, are just too convenient. They have video conferencing. They have events. I don't know. They just have all these things, chats, you know, that they are used to, and they don't want to give it up. I think that...
I'll give you that in the case of Facebook. There is no blockchain-based or decentralized alternative to Facebook.
Well, there are some. What's it
called? Well, you don't have, like, phone calls on Matrix like you do on...
Well, that's
Messenger.
Actually more similar to Discord than it is Facebook.
But you can make a call over Matrix. It's a little clunky. We tried doing that last year with Matrix. We tried having like a call in line with that, and it was difficult to coordinate that. It definitely didn't. They hadn't smoothed out the sailing on that particular feature just yet.
I think Keybase was probably going to be the closest alternative to Facebook, but then they've got bought out by
Zoom.
Zoom, yeah. So they're done. Yeah.
Wait, what was it called? Keybase.
Keybase, yeah.
Yeah, I mean something that allows you to create your own profile and have your own. And I realize Mastodon allows you to do that as well, but there's content that you can find on someone's Facebook page that you don't get by just going and scrolling through your feed. Like, they have a separate page of their own that contains information about them.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to remember what it is. I don't know if it's Activity. I know there's, like, this standard called ActivityPub that Mastodon uses and can use. Hubs. There's this thing called Hubs, and I don't remember what the software is. I know there's one for the Free State Project. They have FSP Hub that somebody created, and I'm sorry, it's just... I'm spacing on the name of the actual software. So there is somebody out there who's created sort of a Facebook clone, basically. So, yes, that does exist.
Okay.
But Greg's point is you know, important to address, and that is that I think these companies, these mega tech companies, the Facebooks and the Twitters and them, they've got momentum, really, is what it is. I mean, it's not like you can't have a video conference. I mean, there's Jitsi, for instance, is a fantastic video conferencing system out there that anybody can use right now, JIT.SI. If you've been using Zoom and you hate it, go try Jitsi. I mean, it's free, it's open source, and it works fantastic. We've used it on the New Hampshire Independence meetings that we've been having over the last few weeks that some people have seen over on the Freekeen Odyssey channel. And it's, I mean, we've had no issues. There's been no, like, there's been no problems that Jitsi has had.
It works well. And it supposedly supports up to, like, 50 participants at once.
Yeah, it says it gets a little janky above 35, I think. But
I can imagine.
It can go higher in theory. As long as everybody's got enough bandwidth, I think it could work. But, you know, so there are alternatives out there, Greg. It's just they've got the momentum that, you know, of billions of users or whatever, and that's what's hard to get people away from, is to say, hey, build this alternative, start from zero. That's a hard pitch to make.
Yeah, because you're basically asking people to give up having an audience to go and scream into the darkness.
Well, yeah, I think that just having a centralized network that's like Telegram, I think that it has really good software.
Mm-hmm.
And open source software, you know, let's just say I was interested in this topic 10 years ago when, you know, I started my first attempt with Qubix, and we really worked a lot on replicating everything that Facebook had. But it's always an uphill battle because as you do one thing, you know, people get used to something else, like video conferencing and other things. So I feel like there has to be something that gives people the ability to turn their own site into a social network. And Mastodon sort of does that. I think you're able to, you know, have a widget maybe that you could put on there. But just, you know, I think that the idea that your own users on your site should be able to connect and do stuff is something that's been missing from the web for whatever reason. It got stagnated with WordPress being a one-way publishing tool, and the comment section is really the only interaction that you get with the other users. So I'm surprised how most websites are sort of Web 1.0, and then these private networks that are like Facebook, LinkedIn, are 2.0, you know?
Yeah, and if people are working on these solutions, and I know you're one of them. You're working on, you know, an alternative, an open source alternative, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to talk more about that in the future days. Thank you, Greg, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. What about the social networking going on at Burning Man this year? We'll tell you what's happening on the way. It is Free Talk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 in the studio with you tonight. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
You can bring up anything that you want as people are celebrating in Afghanistan, where it is already tomorrow. The U.S. government troops have now left the Kabul airport. They flew out a few hours ago. The final plane is Splitsville at this point, and people firing guns and other weapons into the air in celebration of the end to 20 years of
conflict. I gotta tell you, man, I'm stunned. I never expected it. Even when they, you know, began actually withdrawing a few weeks ago, I didn't expect. I figured they would find out some kind of reason to send troops back. We're like, oh, we didn't expect this. We got to go back in.
Well, they might. I mean,
they might. But
the
right now, it's over.
It is. It does appear to be over for the moment. But although they've been saying that. And what this means, I don't know, but they've been saying that there's people that want to get out. We're going to do what we can to help those people get out, meaning Americans who are still in Afghanistan. Supposedly.
And also meaning a convicted rapist who was deported from the United States back to Afghanistan, who ended up back in the United States on one of these aircraft because they're not doing any sort of actually checking into who they're bringing over. So, yeah, saw that today.
So if you want to comment, you can. You can bring up anything. We're going to go to your calls. T-Bone is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, T-Bone.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to discuss, maybe you have some opinion or advice. I know you're not lawyers. You don't give legal advice. But I just found out about 2 hours ago that my employer is going to mandate me to get vaccinated. And I don't know. You try to do a quick Google search. I didn't research it too much recently. In the past, but I just did it, you know, briefly before I called you guys. What type of Three quick questions. What type of religious exemption can you claim? What type of medical exemption can you, claim? And then what type of – is there any sort of – that you know that you can print out a fake mandate card? Because I have no intention of getting the vaccine.
So the last one, the answer from all of us is no, we have no idea.
I don't think that you need to get a fake vaccination card if you can find a doctor that his medical opinion is that you should be exempted from getting the vaccine.
Well, that didn't work for the woman in Chicago who lost custody of her kids. Like, I'm already highly likely to have blood clots. I smoke and I'm on estrogen. The vaccine is almost certainly going to give me blood clots. That's a legitimate medical reason not to get it. But in the eyes of the businesses and the state and the government in general, it's just not valid. The doctor's note doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. Your mileage may vary, right? You're talking about an employer that's mandating this?
Right, and then, I mean, I'll tell you, but I don't necessarily want to bring it up, but it's an employer that, it's like one of the least employers you would ever think that would mandate a vaccine, and it's a pretty big employer in Florida. And what I'm, like as far as, and I understand your situation with the Crypto 6 and all that, I understand that, but as far as the fake, pass, you know, fake, you know, vaccine passport or whatever, do you just not say it because you don't know, or do you say it because it's
nothing any of us have looked into because we have no interest in doing that.
Look, as far as any sort of fake passport is concerned, you have a concern there because if it uses some sort of government so-called authority, like a government seal or something like that, you are likely going to cross the government in a way you don't want to, because they will charge you with a felony if they, like, if you take the CDC seal and you put that on a document, then, you know, you are committing an act of fraud in the government's eyes in that case. So I got to agree with Bonnie here. I mean, the best bet is to find a doctor that, you know, is a friendly doctor that agrees that this COVID stuff is insane and is willing to write you an exemption.
And I'm not saying that will necessarily get your employer to listen, but, I mean, I don't think you should get a fake card because it's just most likely going to get you in more trouble, I think.
Yeah, there are doctors out there. I don't know how many of them there are, but they exist. Whether they're willing to, you know, hang that information out on Front Street is another question. Like, hey, we're the exemption doctor. Come here. It may be something that the word has to kind of get passed around. I would start with the Freedom Cells. I would ask them, find a Freedom Cell in your area and see if they know somebody. There's a good chance that those relationships have already been cultivated. There's also Health Freedom Networks, people that, again, these are existing networks of freedom-friendly people that there may already be a doctor within their network or somebody knows a guy who could, you know, they could point you to, and then you could have them write you out an exemption. And I think that if you could do that, your employer is probably not going to want to fight you with this, right? Like, whereas if you go to the government and say, you know, I've got an exemption, then they've got all kinds of money that they can fight you with, whereas your employer may not be willing to go toe-to-toe with you on these exemptions. The other question was about a religious exemption. I don't know anyone who has employed the religious exemption with success thus far. Most people are using medical exemptions. But, I mean, it's just against your religion.
Which is surprising
if it's against
to
your religion, it's against your religion.
Because the religious argument in America, it's the most respected one. Like
it
when
should be strong.
When I tell people I don't eat bacon because I don't like it, they go, oh, well, you just haven't had it the way I make it. Let me cook you some bacon. But if you were to say, well, I don't eat bacon because of my religion, they will never, ever ask you to try their bacon. And you know, you say that's minor, and we laugh about it, but it's true in regard to vaccines as well. The religious exemption is almost certainly going to be the most respected.
I hope so. But T-Bone, you'll have to let us know how it goes, man, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. I want to talk about BlackRock, the BlackRock Desert, and what goes on there, or at least went on there, or has gone on there for decades now. It's an amazing event that I unfortunately have never gone to, but I've been very interested in it, and I've talked to people who have attended Burning Man.
I'm interested in it, but the overall people who attend I think would probably be obnoxious liberals, and so I'm like, yeah.
I wouldn't want want to deal with the whole, you can't sell anything, you can only give things away.
That's frustrating.
Retarded.
Yeah, for those of us who love a free market, that aspect of Burning Man would really grate, I think.
They really have that? You can't sell anything?
Yeah, you'll be shunned, basically, if you go in there and you try to sell things.
Sounds like an opportunity.
They make an exemption, apparently. They will make an exemption for the guy that comes around with, like, the porta-potty sucking machine or whatever, like, to empty out your RV. That guy, like, he can charge.
Okay.
And I think the guys that are selling ice for whatever reason are like...
Are there tickets to this event?
Well, there were.
Okay, so Burning Man can sell you
things. Yes, Burning Man will sell you a $300 or $400 ticket. And so there were tickets, but now things are very, very different. And this started last year, of course, because as you point out, and you're correct, Arya, there are a bunch of leftists who are involved in the planning of Burning Man. Although that said, there's a ton of people that attend this. A lot of libertarian folks go because it is a big party. It
sure.
is a huge sort of phenomenon where essentially a city comes together. Like Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, is roughly 20,000 people most of the year. Burning Man is 70,000.
Holy
crap.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So full-on city.
It is a city the size of Nashua, New Hampshire, comes together for the period of just about over a week in the middle of the desert, and it was all about, like, self-reliance. The whole, like, tagline of the event is about radical self-reliance. Like, you got to have it together to some extent to be able to pack everything you need to survive for an entire week in the middle of nowhere. This isn't Rogers Campground where you've got, you know, water and electricity at every campsite and bathrooms at, you know, strategic locations. You're literally in the middle of the desert.
Mm.
And there's, like, dust storms that come through. And if you don't bring rebar to, like, slam into the ground and keep your tent poles and keep your tent strapped to...
Yeah, the rock-hard desert ground.
Yeah. If you don't put rebar into the ground and strap your tent down, when that windstorm comes through, your tent's going flying. And this happens, like, there's, like, always some newbie every year that didn't read the how-to manual or whatever on how to do this, and they didn't listen when somebody told them, hey, you better strap that down, right? Nope. Their tent's gone. And you're not getting it back because it's, like,
wait, where is it, Nevada?
Away. Yeah, it's in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada. And the thing that's nearest to this is, like, some tiny little town with, you know, a couple dozen people. And there's, like, one little store that gets all of its business on this one week. I mean, it's a really fascinating thing to look
at. It sounds fun, but the presence of, you know, 70,000 other people makes self-reliance kind of impossible in those circumstances.
Well, and
I mean, they got to bring in porta-potties for this stuff and all kinds of stuff that isn't really self-reliant.
Paris Hilton brings, like, a super fancy RV, right? And she flies in.
Yeah, there's people that'll actually helicopter in. Like, the super rich have, like, the super rich zone where... So it's an interesting study in sociology and how things have come out over the years. But now the event has gone virtual, or has it? We'll tell you a little bit more on the way here. What's going on with Burning Man? Of course, you're...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.